We get on the telephone line and welcome in Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Chris, how are you this afternoon?
I'm doing okay, Rich. How you doing?
Well, given the circumstances, yeah, doing the best we can, staying a safe distance from everybody and adjusting to this new normal.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Myself included. We're all doing the same thing. I've been working from home pretty much the last week or so. I might be driving my wife and my son a little crazy because, you know, we've been throwing on DVDs of Super Bowl 36, Super Bowl 38, Super Bowl 39. Super Bowl 51, 53, on and on and on. But, hey, you know, we all got to get through this somehow, right?
Exactly. Whatever it takes. Well, and it's good to have a little football to talk about. We were saying earlier, really, because of the nature of the schedule, it's the only sport that is, for the most part, unaffected. Is they proceed right along, at least for the time being. That may change when we get closer to camp openings. But it's been quite an offseason so far for the Patriots. Let's talk about the most recent news, the decision apparently to say goodbye to kicker Stephen Gostkowski.
Yeah, it is. It was a bit of a surprise, but given his age, given the injury history the last year plus, and given the price tag, I think, you know, when you're talking about a team like the Patriots that needs some help when it comes to getting a little more financial flexibility, you know, it's not a crazy move, quite frankly. Look, I'm a Gostkowski apologist. I think we've talked about this over the years. He was always very, very nice to us. I mean, fans shouldn't care about this, but I mean, he was always really nice to us. He was always culpable. You know, he always stood up and talked, good, bad, win, loss, you know, made kick, missed kick, whatever the case may be. And I just tweeted this out too. I mean, for a guy to handle that legacy of being the guy after Adam Vinatieri, I don't think anyone did it better. You know, at least I don't think anyone could have done it better. Let me put it that way. He was gracious. He was kind. He was accommodating, and he was, you know, he leaves a pretty good legacy here in New England as the all-time leading scorer in franchise history.
So next move is to what? Get Vinatieri back?
You know,
he's still got 5 good years left in him.
Look, nothing is, you know, the minute we immediately dismiss something with this team, we know this as well as I do, Rich, but, you know, as soon as we say, well, that'll never happen with this team, it happens. So, look, I'm not going to, you know, even if there's 0.1%, you know, the chance of that happening, I'm not going to dismiss that out of hand. I do think that this is a team that will probably use a late round pick on a kicker. You know, I kind of, over the course of the last year, I've kind of jokingly said that Rodrigo Blankenship, the kicker from Georgia with the, you know, the spectacles would be my guy of choice if you had the choice. But there are a handful of guys out there that I could see them going towards. So, you know, or maybe they bring Nick Folk back, who knows, but yeah, they have to move forward at the kicker position. The other possibility too, and as I'm talking about this, I can't believe we haven't discussed this. Maybe you take the entire off season and you make Jake Bailey your field goal guy, in addition to kickoffs and punts, and maybe you work with his technique and you work with his, you know, style and footwork and approach and whatever. Maybe that's the course you go. So they have some options basically at this point in the offseason.
A move that made colossal sense, I thought, was bringing Brian Hoyer back, a guy who's dependable and who certainly knows that playbook inside out.
Yeah, especially too, Rich, and this is something that, you know, you kind of touched on there before, that with the possibility that this offseason could be shortened because of coronavirus issues, that you're not going to get as much time on the field in practice, you know, with the chance that that's happening, this just makes too much sense. I'm not saying that Brian Hoyer is going to be, you know, riding on the front of a duck boat down Boylston Street next February, but under the circumstances, this is the move that makes the most sense. You know, you talked about familiarity. You know, we talked about the shortened off season, the finances. You could fit him under the cap. You know, he knows everyone. He's, you know him to be a good teammate. You know him to be a guy who, you know, if you flip them the keys, isn't going to drive the whole thing into a ditch. It does. To your point, it makes the most sense, at least at this stage. And then they'll go out, they'll draft a quarterback probably in the mid to late rounds. So, you know, you have those guys. You have Hoyer, Stidham, Kessler, and Ostensil being one of the guy, and then you kind of move forward to that group.
Do you think Bill Belichick has faith in Stidham being the guy for the long term, or is this a 1 or 2 year stopgap?
I think Jared Stidham has an excellent opportunity right now to prove that he can be a quality starter in the National Football League. He is going to get, I don't know if he'll get, you know, the majority of reps in the offseason, but look, this job now is really, in theory, his to win or lose. And so we'll find out. I think right now, as it stands, he doesn't strike me as the kind of guy who might have that capability. But, you know, if he gets in there and he has a good spring and he has a good summer and, you know, looks good in the preseason, you know, maybe he is the guy. So we'll see.
We're talking with Christopher Price of the Boston Globe. Patriots, as they often do, going a little bit slowly in free agency. They've added a few new guys. Some of these people, Allen, Phillips, Bird, which ones or any of them you think that may be able to make an immediate impact this year?
I think Adrian Phillips has a chance to make an immediate impact. Now, that being said, he is more of a special teams guy than a defensive back, although he's a really good defensive back. I think he's the kind of guy who is more of an in-the-box safety, more of a bigger physical guy as opposed to a center fielder. So I think you're going to see him, I think you're going to see Phillips get a real opportunity here to be that guy who gets a chance to mix in that secondary. And like I said before, he's a great special teamer. He's a former All-Pro, and we all know how Bill loves those guys. So I could envision a scenario where Adrian Phillips becomes kind of a Nate Ebner-ish 2.0 type of guy, mm-hmm. although with the possibility to chip in more on defense. I know that makes people nuts that, hey, he's a special teams guy, especially when you're in the middle of an offseason, you know, where you've lost, you know, your starting quarterback and you need, you know, guys on the offensive side of the ball. But that's who he is, and I think that Phillips has a chance to make a real impact in 2020 for this team.
So what are the biggest positional needs for the team right now going forward?
The biggest positional needs right now for this team still remain on the offensive side of the ball, and they also have to get a little bit younger at defense. You still need some depth at the offensive skill position guys, specifically tight end and wide receiver, and you need to get a little bit younger at safety. Now, we just talked about Adrian Phillips, but you know, you have a group of guys at safety, Devin McCourty, Patrick Chung. Those guys are, you know, still playing at a very high level, but they're getting a little bit long in the tooth. And so I wouldn't be surprised to see the Patriots use a pick in the first 1, 2, 3 rounds on a safety. And then you need to be able to get a game changer on offense. You need, you know, specifically, again, at wide receiver or tight end. I don't know if you can go into the season with, say, Jared Stidham as your quarterback and N'Keal Harry, Mohamed Sanu as, you know, two of your options. I think you need to, you know, reinforce the wide receiver position a little bit, and you need to get a tight end, a guy who can go out and catch the ball, do a little blocking, and, you know, do a little bit of everything. So I guess the short answer to your question is you need to get more on offense, but there are multiple spots that need to be addressed going forward.
As you look around the NFC East, has anybody other than perhaps Buffalo moved ahead of the Patriots on the divisional depth chart?
No. I think this division right now, I mean, if they kick the ball off tomorrow, this division comes down to Buffalo and the Patriots. I really like what Buffalo's done this offseason. Mm. I really do. And it's almost like they're in a win now mode. And I think that they may have the right to think that, because they've played well enough over the last couple of years to make you think, well, they've put together a really solid foundation, both on the coaching staff, on the field, off the field. They've given themselves a little bit of financial wiggle room that they can go into 2020 as a serious challenger to the Patriots. Now, whether all that, you know, pans out, obviously health and personnel decisions, you know, are going to be huge. But I think right now, really, you know, to your point, it's the Patriots and the Bills and then everyone else when you're talking about the AFC East.
And what do you think we'll see from Tom Brady as a member of the Buccaneers this year?
I think he'll have some success on offense. I don't think that, you know, this is the great debate. Is Belichick or Brady going to win a Super Bowl first, you know, now that they've separated? I don't think that the Buccaneers have done quite enough to be able to be a team that you can take seriously as a Super Bowl contender right now. But I think that Tom Brady offensively will do well on that team, you know, with Goodwin and Godwin and Evans and Howard. And, you know, this is that's a team that put up an awful lot of points last year with James Winston at quarterback. I think they were third in the league in total points. Winston's mistakes aside, they did a lot of good things on the offensive side of the ball. And I think having a guy like Brady there, I think we'll be able to take them to the next level, at the very least get them to the postseason. The one thing that I'm going to be really interested in seeing is how Brady's overall offensive velocity, which is more of the short and intermediate passing game right now, meshes with Bruce Arians' attack, which is more of a downfield look. So I think they'll be able to get on the same page, but it's going to be fun to watch them try.
Well, we look forward to talking more about it as we move along here on hopefully what will be a reasonably normal schedule when we come out of this odd time we're in right now. Christopher, we appreciate you making time for us this afternoon. Be well, stay safe, and we'll check in again soon.
You too, Rich. We'll talk soon. Take care.
That's Chris Price of the Boston Globe, downtown.